Most people think they need $1 million to retire, but what if I told you that depending on your lifestyle and two other important factors, you might need half that, or you might need 2 to 3 times that much? Your financial freedom number you think you need ignores 3 crucial things, and factoring in these 3 things can either destroy your retirement dreams or make them happen 10 years earlier. So stick around, because I'm about to reveal the real formula that determines your financial freedom number and why getting this wrong could cost you decades of your life. Hey, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. I'm a financial advisor and author of the book, Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life, and the founder of Momentous Wealth Advisors. You know, when it comes to financial independence, most people are trapped by oversimplified formulas that ignore the most important factors. They take their lifestyle needs and multiply that by 25 using the 4% rule, and they think they're done. But here's what the retirement industry doesn't want you to know. That formula was designed for the worst case scenario and completely ignores 3 crucial factors, which we're going to talk about today. The 4% rule suggests you can withdraw 4% of your portfolio annually and never run out of money. Now, is the 4% rule a strict rule, or more like what Captain Barbossa said in Pirates of the Caribbean? It's more like guidelines. The reality is that retirees don't spend the same amount every year for 30 years straight, and different account types create dramatically different requirements. Tax optimization through proper asset allocation, and the reality of how withdrawal needs change over time. In this episode, you're going to learn about the complete financial freedom formula. The truth is, your financial freedom number isn't just about how much you need today. It's about how much that lifestyle will cost in 20 to 30 years or when you want to retire. Also, what taxes you'll pay on that money and whether your income sources keep up with inflation. So whether you need $6,000, $8,000, or $10,000 per month today is just the starting point. But here's what most individuals miss. If you need $8,000 monthly today to live comfortably, you'll need about $14,500 monthly in 20 years just to have the same lifestyle. But here's the first crucial factor. Social Security should be part of your formula, and it comes with built-in inflation protection through what is called COLA, or cost of living adjustments, while your traditional IRA or 401k withdrawals don't. The hope is obviously that your investments will grow over time and outpace inflation, so in turn, your income will grow over time, but there's no guarantee. And some would argue that there's no guarantee that Social Security will be there or if you'll get COLA adjustments in the future. But Social Security is not going away. It may be different in the long distant future, but it will be there in some shape or form. I get it. Relying on Social Security is not true financial freedom, but here's what most people miss in calculating their freedom number. That $3,200 Social Security benefit per month is like having $960,000 in an inflation-protected bond in your portfolio using the 4% rule. Except it's better than any bond because it comes with COLA adjustments and potential tax advantages. It's like your retirement has a built-in bodyguard protecting possibly 40% of your income from inflation, while your portfolio has to fend for itself. You can go to ssa.gov/OACT/QuickCalc and see what your Social Security benefit will be in inflated dollars or today's dollars. And I'll have a link to that IRS website in the description of this podcast. So let me share the first wealth decision principle. Your real number depends on what Social Security or other income sources don't cover. And real quick, if you're already starting to think about your financial freedom number differently, hit the subscribe button and make sure you listen all the way to the end, because I'm sharing a step-by-step action plan that could literally save you thousands in taxes or allow you to retire sooner than you think. Also, head down to the pinned comment where I've asked, what do you think you need in after-tax income to live comfortably in retirement? And how much of your retirement savings is in Roth versus pre-tax retirement accounts? Drop your answers there, and your comments may just inspire a future episode. So here's the financial freedom formula that changes everything. The financial freedom formula using the 4% rule, inflation, taxes, and Social Security. Now for Roth accounts, which are tax-free, to get to your freedom number, you take your monthly lifestyle needed at retirement minus your monthly net Social Security and times that by 240. For pre-tax accounts, to get to your freedom number, you take your monthly lifestyle needed at retirement divided by 1 minus your effective tax rate, minus your monthly net Social Security times 240. So that's it. That's the formula. Let me show you why this is so powerful with a simple example. Meet Jennifer. She's 45. She's planning to retire at 65, and she needs $8,000 in today's dollars. So let's see how different scenarios play out over 20 years with a 3% annual inflation. If all of her money was in a traditional pre-tax 401k and she needs $8,000 today, she's going to need about $14,400 in 20 years due to inflation. Her Social Security projects to be $3,200 net today, but grows to $5,700 net in 20 years. So her portfolio must cover about $8,700 monthly in future dollars. So using the 4% rule, her financial freedom number would be $2.6 million. But here's the killer. Withdrawals from pre-tax accounts are fully taxable. After a 22% effective tax rate, she needs about $11,140 for her withdrawal. Her financial freedom number is $3.34 million. Now let's look at this same scenario as if she had all of her money in Roth accounts. Same $8,000 needs, same Social Security protection. Her portfolio must cover $8,691 monthly, but everything comes out tax-free. So her financial freedom number would be $2.6 million. That's $740,000 less than the pre-tax scenario. The difference, Jennifer could potentially retire 5 to 8 years earlier with a Roth strategy, or she needs to save an extra $740,000 in a pre-tax scenario. That's the real-world impact of taxes, asset location, and the inflation protection of Social Security. But what if Jennifer used a flexible withdrawal strategy and she front-loaded her retirement? So let's look at the financial freedom flexible formula. For Roth accounts, her financial freedom number is her monthly lifestyle needs minus her monthly net Social Security times a multiplier. And for pre-tax accounts, her financial freedom number is her monthly lifestyle divided by 1 minus her effective tax rate minus her monthly net Social Security times a multiplier. So if Jennifer wanted to front load her retirement and travel and experience more things, she could use a flexible withdrawal strategy. Studies show that retirees using flexible withdrawal strategies have success rates of 95% or higher compared to 85 to 90% with the rigid 4% rule. But more importantly, they get to start retirement earlier with less money saved. But here's the key. You need to know your actual number based on your withdrawal strategy, not some generic 4% calculation that assumes you'll spend exactly the same amount every year for 30 years straight. Maybe your number isn't $2.4 million for $8,000 monthly using the old rule. Maybe it's $1.6 million using the flexible approach. And that front-loaded lifestyle gives you more adventure and satisfaction than trying to preserve every penny forever. So phase one of someone retiring with a flexible withdrawal strategy would be the go-go years, using a 6% withdrawal rate for the first 5 to 8 years of retirement. And the factor you use for this is 200. You take your monthly lifestyle minus your monthly net Social Security times 200. So if Jennifer had everything in Roth accounts and she needs $8,691 monthly in future dollars to be covered by her portfolio at 65, she would only need $1.7 million if she had everything in Roth accounts. That's about $850,000 less than using the 4% rule. She would need about $2.2 million in pre-tax accounts, which is about $500,000 more than needed for the Roth approach using the 6% flexible withdrawal strategy, and about $1 million less than using the rigid 4% rule. Now, these are simple calculations. Hiring a financial advisor who has a financial planning first approach will show you exactly how your current savings strategy would look using different withdrawal rates and give you a probability score of how well your plan will hold up over your entire retirement. The fact is, withdrawals can be flexible. Now, is a 7% withdrawal sustainable over the long term like Dave Ramsey's crew thinks? Probably not, but a flexible withdrawal strategy would allow you to retire sooner or with less money and enjoy the first decade of your retirement. On phase two, or the slow go years of your retirement, you might drop it down to a 5% withdrawal rate. And then phase three, your no-go years, this would be 15 years into retirement and beyond, maybe you drop it to a 4% withdrawal rate. Now, this brings me to my second wealth decision principle. Where you hold money matters more than what investments you choose. Think about it this way. If Jennifer has all of her money in traditional pre-tax accounts, every dollar she withdraws in retirement gets hit with ordinary income taxes. In 2025, that could easily be a 22 to 24% effective tax rate, and potentially higher if tax rates increase. But here's where the Social Security tax torpedo hits. If Jennifer's total income, including portfolio withdrawals, exceed certain thresholds, up to 85% of her Social Security becomes taxable. So if she needs $8,600 roughly in retirement as her withdrawal needed, she's going to have to take $11,000 roughly from her IRA to get that $8,600. And this higher income triggers Social Security taxation. Now 85% of her $5,781 in Social Security is taxable. So about $4,914. The additional tax on Social Security is about $1,000 monthly. So the total monthly tax hit is about $3,500. With Roth withdrawals, her portfolio distributions don't count as income for Social Security taxation purposes. She keeps half of her Social Security tax-free, and her portfolio withdrawals, of course, are tax-free. So this leads me to our third wealth decision principle. Knowing your true freedom number is going to help you better maintain your lifestyle over your entire retirement. So here's your step-by-step wealth decisions action plan. Step number one is calculate your lifestyle needs in today's dollars. Then inflate that out for when you're going to retire. To make it simple for different time periods, use the following factors for a 3% inflation rate. If you're 5 years away from retirement, multiply the income needed by 1.16. If you're 10 years out, multiply the income needed by 1.34. If you're 15 years out, multiply the income needed by 1.56. If you're 20 years out, multiply the income needed by 1.81. Now, if you're 25 years out, multiply the income needed by about 2.09. So if you're 10 years away from retirement, your $6,000 would need to be about $7,980. Step number two, get your Social Security statement and project your COLA-adjusted benefit. Assume your benefits will keep pace with inflation over time. Step number three is calculate your inflation-adjusted portfolio gap. You take your future lifestyle cost minus your future net Social Security benefit. That's going to determine your financial freedom number. Multiply that by 300 for the 4% rule, 240 for 5%, and 200 for 6%. Number four, determine your tax strategy. If most of your money is in traditional accounts, increase your portfolio need by 25 to 35% for taxes. If using your Roth, use the base calculation that we've discussed in this episode. Also consider Roth conversions during your lower income years. Step number five, create your account allocation strategy. Aim for 40 to 60% of your retirement money to be in Roth accounts. Obviously, 100% in Roth accounts would be even better. If you have a lot of money in your traditional retirement accounts, use that for your early retirement bridge. Then switch to Roth when you're taking Social Security for more tax-efficient income in your later years. So here's your homework. Complete steps one and two. Calculate what your current lifestyle will cost using 3% inflation and get your actual Social Security projections with COLA assumptions. Most people are shocked by both numbers. The inflation impact is worse than they thought. The Social Security protection is better than they realized. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button and ring the notification bell, because next week we're diving into new options in your 401k. And does your mix need to change? And also make sure you head down to my pinned comment where I've asked, what do you think you need in after-tax income to live comfortably in retirement, and how much of your retirement savings is in Roth versus pre-tax accounts? Drop the answer there, and your comments may just inspire a future episode. Now, always remember, your financial future isn't just about how much you save. It's about protecting that money from inflation and taxes while maximizing your guaranteed income sources. Get this right and you could retire years earlier. Get it wrong and you might work years longer than necessary. So until next time, keep making all your wealth decisions count. And I would love if you pre-ordered my new book, Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life. You can find the link to order your copy in the description of this podcast. And once again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.